This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Attorney General Merrick Garland's testifying before the House Judiciary Committee Thursday. He told lawmakers the Justice Department will, quote, apply the facts and the law and make a decision when considering a criminal contempt referral for Steve Bannon. The House is preparing to approve Thursday. The full House prepares to vote on a criminal contempt resolution for President Trump's former President Donald Trump's advisor. The move will put before the department a decision on whether to prosecute Bannon for his refusal to cooperate in the House's January 6th insurrection investigation. Investigators see the 67-year-old's testimony as pivotal to a clear understanding of Trump's actions before and during the deadly assault on a joint session of Congress to certify Joe Biden's election victory. Pakistan's foreign minister gave Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers advice Thursday on how to gain international recognition during a visit to the neighboring capital. The high-level talks came as the Taliban were confronted with a new crisis just over 9 weeks into their rule, as an explosion brought down electric lines and cut off power to the capital, Kabul, home to 4.6 million people. The Taliban overthrew Afghanistan's former U.S.-backed government in August and have since been trying to win backing and financial support for their Islamist regime. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday the United States will soon launch an Amazon-wide regional pact to reduce deforestation, a bid to fight a key factor in climate change. On a visit to Colombia weeks before a high-stakes UN climate summit in Glasgow, Blinken toured a greenhouse in Bogota's botanical gardens, where he saw U.S.-backed projects to encourage chocolate, tourism, and other industries rather than logging.